We're going to call this Broward County Planning Council regular meeting and public hearing for February 26th to order. Please, if you could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and if Commissioner Long will lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have not heard any of the phone light up yet, but if Nancy, you'll go ahead and call the roll, please.
Commissioner Richard Blattner.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Here.
Commissioner Bill Ganz.
Here.
Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Here.
Ms. Lynn Kaplan. Vice Mayor Martin Kerr.
Here.
Commissioner Michael Long.
Here.
Vice Mayor Rita Mack.
Here.
Commissioner Sherry McCartney. Mr. Bernard Parnas.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan. Mr. Nicholas Steffens.
Here.
Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Here. Thank you. Just moving through the agenda, we have obviously two new members. We have a new county commissioner, and with that, we have two new members. Mr. Hobby, after many years of service, is leaving us. He'll be back in March to receive his recognition. But this morning, it's going to be my privilege to swear in Commissioner Bill Ganz with the City of Deerfield Beach and Mr. Bernard Parnas. So they'll come forward together over here, and we'll do the swearing in, and then, as usual, Chinese fire drill to do a group photo. We have a photographer here, so that they will have something to commemorate their swearing in. So if you gentlemen would step over here, please. Over here. Raise your right hand, please. Take a little close. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States and the state of Florida.
Of the United States and the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified.
That I am duly qualified.
To hold office.
To hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Perform the duties of a member.
Perform the duties of a member.
Of the Broward County Planning Council.
Of the Broward County Planning Council.
On which I am now about to enter.
Of which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. If you all want to step up here, please.
Congratulations, don't go far.
Don't go far, you're stepping up.
Hey, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, of course. Can I have some of your pins?
You need to step up to the front. You're the honorees.
Oh, yeah.
Stepping up to the front.
And I'm the one.
Okay, we're going to turn a little to the side.
This way?
Yeah, we're a little used to, we're all used to this. And go shaking your hand.
Congratulations.
Bernard.
I'm no longer the rookie, so that's good.
Photoshop is the best.
Exactly.
You got us? We need to scrunch more?
I need to be able to see everybody, so make sure you're in between.
Okay.
There you go.
Angelo, come on, you should know.
Come on, Angelo, you got this.
What do you want to do?
Your face, man, come on.
I can't see you in the back.
Well, that's quite fine.
I asked her to move up, she will do it.
Michelle, come on over here.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just a test.
You in the back, you need to just scooch it back.
Yeah, I was doing.
And I need you to.
On your toes.
Come on.
He's hiding.
Always on your toes.
First one. My smile. Let me do one more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you're still taller, and I'm still heavier.
Unfortunately.
And I'm sure that will last. I'm shrinking, you're still getting taller, you're still young.
I
As the photographer's leaving, she has to admit, we're probably the easiest group to work with. We have this down, don't we? Okay, as customary, too, I would like to give Mr. Parnas and Commissioner Gans a moment each if they would like something to say.
I look forward to working with all of you successfully.
Okay. Feel free to say that.
You tell Bernie's not a politician, that was short and sweet.
Okay, let me stop you for one second, Commissioner. The red light on your microphone is not on, so you push the little face, lesson number one. There you go.
Thank you. I do, it's honored, I'm honored to be here. I appreciate the appointment by Commissioner Mark Bogan and the County Commission. I look forward to representing the city of Deerfield Beach and look forward to working with all of you, some familiar faces and some old friends and some new friends. So look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going on to the consent agenda. Any items to pull from the consent agenda?
Move the consent agenda.
Second.
I have a motion by Mayor Sturmer, second by Mr. Stephens. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the consent agenda moves. Yes, sorry.
Chair.
I'm sorry.
Hi, sorry, just on the consent agenda, the excused absence requests.
Okay.
I would add, I received an email from Mayor Ryan last night. He had a family emergency. Ms. Lynn Kaplan is ill, and Commissioner McCartney is out of town for work, and she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to phone in or not, but I told her I would request an excused absence in the case that she was unable to phone in because she is working.
I have a motion to excuse.
Yep.
Mr. Neil DeJesus made a motion. Ms. Good seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate that. Moving on to the regular agenda, council's report. Mr. Morotis?
We have a council.
Oh, my.
He does?
Especially for elected officials, though, those of you who are elected officials. Making its way through the legislature, beginning to make its way, is an amendment to the Burt Harris Act. Anytime we see one of those, governments, you know, their eyebrows raised. And what the amendment attempts to do, I think it started out as House Bill 383. If you need more information, please contact my office. Purpose of the amendment, remember when we spoke about the new Supreme Court case, Kuntz, where it made improper exactions, unfair exactions, a cause of action? Well, the Kuntz case will now be incorporated, if this is passed, will be incorporated as another cause of action under the Burt Harris Act. So a Burt Harris Act action could be predicated upon someone claiming that an unfair developer exaction was requested of me as a developer, and would open up a wide area. We don't even, you know, it's still being analyzed, but I wanted you to make you aware of it. Any persons in representing, I'm sure your city attorneys are aware of it, but it would be a big thing, and it would widely expand the application of the Burt Harris Act. So I wanted you to be aware that that could or could not happen, but it's going to be considered.
383, House Bill 383.
It started at 383, but if you need further information, I had the staff analysis. It's just something that you should just be aware of.
Is there a companion Senate bill yet or no? Or we don't know?
Not that I have seen, but
okay, and there has to be one for it to go all the way through,
yeah.
So, okay. All right, any other report? No, you're good? Okay, Executive Director's report?
Good morning, thank you. First, I'd like to welcome Commissioner Gans and Mr. Parnas to the Planning Council. I look forward to working with both of you. And just so all the members know, I did have a meeting with them over the past couple of weeks to kind of give them the information that they need and the basic information about the Planning Council. So they're ready for action today.
Yay.
So welcome. Second item, I have a couple items that aren't listed on the agenda. Second item is I just received notification from the Public Communications Office that if the Planning Council wishes to be webcast, we've been taken off of webcasting several years ago due to some technical issues and issues with the budget. But I've just received notification that if the Planning Council wishes to be webcast, I just need a simple action from you, and then I believe we would either start being webcast in March or April.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Jesus, second by Mayor Sturmer. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, carries unanimously.
Next, as you're aware, Mr. Hobby is no longer on the Planning Council. Last month, y'all did the appointments to the Executive Committee and the Land Use Traffic Waste Committee. Mr. Hobby was one of the appointments to the Executive Committee. So you do need at least one new Executive Committee member to fulfill that membership.
Do I have volunteers? Mr. Jesus, Mr. Castillo, anybody else?
Can you, she just remind us who's on it?
Can you remind us who's on it already, please?
Of course. The officers, Chair Castro, Vice Chair Long, Secretary Sturmer, School Board Member Patricia Good, Vice Mayor Kerr, and Mayor Ryan.
Anybody else? Mr. Stephens?
No.
Okay. Mr. Blatner? Okay, so I'm going to nominate Mr. Castillo, Mr. Blatner, and Mr. DeJesus.
Second.
Appoint, excuse me, I guess I'm appointing. I have a motion to approve my appointments.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Seeing none, carries unanimously.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Then the next two items that are in your backup materials, one is the, just the biannual Planning Council Customer Service Survey. The transition this year and kind of why it's a big deal is because we've finally transitioned to electronic format, working with the Public Communications Office. As part of our budgetary requirements, we do a survey every 2 years, customer service. So I would actually like to, now that we actually are able to switch the digital format, I believe we can accomplish this annually. It's a lot more labor intensive when we have to turn the surveys out and, you know, give the self-addressed stamp envelopes and all that sort of thing. So I just wanted to give that report to you, and without objection, we would engage in that each year.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anybody object? No? Okay.
Motion or no?
No.
I think, no, you both for us.
Okay, thank you. And then the final item that's in your backup material is a Broward Next update. We've talked about this, you know, over the past several months, kind of where we're at in the process. So in your backup materials, we just wanted to give you kind of a flavor for what's happening when we go out to interested parties and the municipalities. So what's in your backup materials today is an outreach summary. So that's a summary of each of the either municipalities or interested parties groups that we have gone to or plan on going to. And we're constantly adding to that list. In 2 weeks, we'll be participating in the county's Water Matters Day on a Saturday at Treetops Park. So we'll have people giving out QR code cards and lollipops and that sort of thing as part of that event. So we really are, we're still accepting invitations. So if anyone's interested in having us come to a homeowners association or a municipal event, we're welcome to that also. Also in your backup material is just the summary from all of the focus area group meetings. And that was really the intensive time that we spent with the public as far as what's important to you related to transportation, what's important to you related to housing. We took all of that information, and that's when we developed the survey. We talked a little bit about the results last month. We had just closed the survey the week before the meeting, or the week of the meeting last month. So attachment three in your backup materials is a, is actually the summary of the survey. So, you know, the kind of questions were, what's most important to you? Transportation came in as the number one topic. And we did have to kind of go through the information that we received from the public and say, okay, let's take 5, 6, 7, or 8 of these, because when you have 80 comments, you kind of have to say, how do these relate together? And really, what's the most realistic things that we can achieve policy-wise with the Broward County Land Use Plan? So the survey results are part of your backup material. The final attachment is, we had an ad hoc steering committee meeting just at the beginning of this month. You know, we have actually we have several members here, because not only Planning Council members, but the County Commission and League of Cities. So some of our members are crossing over that way. So basically, we took them through where we had been going, all of these focus area meetings, the survey results, and then kind of setting up the framework for the next couple months and what we'll be doing. And what we'll be doing over the next couple months, besides continuing outreach, is really start putting some meat to the framework, talking about what's important, how these regional issues are going to work into the plan, and how we're going to be able to affect and impact change, you know, in the county and regionally. So we have that framework set up. We'll be putting some real ideas together, and we'll be going back the information loop, back out to the cities, back out to the interested parties and stakeholders, bringing that information back to the ad hoc steering committee and back to you all. So I want you all to know that it's always a continuous loop, and there'll never be kind of a time when you're not sure where we're at in the process. So we're anticipating more outreach meetings, possibly more of these focus area meetings. We did have some outreach meetings over the past couple of weeks in the evening hours. The city of Weston was kind enough to host one of those at 6 p.m. So that was a great opportunity for us just to kind of get to the Western Broward crowd if they couldn't make it east. And then we had an evening meeting in this building last week. So I think it's been very successful. We continue to get a lot of input and, you know, interested emails and people wanting to be added to the information list. With that, I would ask Chair Castro if she has any comments.
I'm just going to add a little bit. You know, the ad hoc committee meeting was very interesting because one of the things that came out of it that was very clear that a lot of people weren't absolutely sure of is the staff is starting from the ground up on the plan. You know, we talked in the beginning, are we going to modify the existing plan or are we starting from the ground up? They are literally starting from the ground up, and that's a very important distinction for obvious reasons. The second part of that is they're going to try to make it user-friendly, which is a common nomenclature today. I know in the business world it's a real big hit, and the government, I think, is trying to adapt to it, too. I liken it to having a standard, you know, structured zoning code, which typically exists today, and then going to something like a form-based zoning code, which is supposed to be more user-friendly and easier for the regular person to understand and follow. Some other things I want to talk about just really clear is a lot of the ideas, and they took everything out of the initial focus meetings. I mean, we had ideas that were, and this is my personal opinion, so far-fetched. It was, you know, enlightening and visionary, and I thought, okay, that's great, but that's like probably in 2300 or, you know, whatever, or is it going to ever work in Broward County or even in probably the state of Florida? But the point was is we wrote it down, we heard it, but then there were a lot of core ideas that kept crossing over focus areas. So sometimes you'll see an idea that didn't come up on transportation, but if you go over and look at redevelopment, it's over there. And that's because they took the common elements on some of the suggestions they got, and then they tried to get the top two or three and encompass as many of the 80, 90, 120 ideas that came in and put them down so that they could cover as much ground as they could. And so you've got to kind of look at all the focus areas and see where they might have picked things up at and how they brought them through. Lastly, I'm going to set expectations. Staff has been doing a phenomenal job, both our staff and Henry Sneezak's staff. They've been really working hard, meeting with anybody who wants to talk to them. They're doing a great job at listening, recording, writing down, and they're really starting to think this thing through and starting to kind of gel the ideas. At some point, there's a point of no return. In other words, if a great idea comes in the third quarter and the score is already 110 to nothing, it's too late. Game's already in play, it's going to be too late. And I only say that because there are going to be people at the end of this process who said, I didn't know anything about it. Well, they're living under a rock, and all of you in government, and I can say this because I used to be an elected official, how often do you go out and have those outreach meetings? You email, you have the staff blow out a postcard, you knock on doors, and you still have that one constituent that comes up and says 4 months later, I didn't know anything about this. And you just want to scratch your head and go, what else could I have done other than set your kitchen table with you? But the reality is there's going to be people that come around and say, I didn't know about it. And I'll stress this again, especially for the newcomers. This is an important process. It will basically define how the county plans for the next 50 years or better. So it really means a lot to what we come into this. Last month, we had Fort Lauderdale in here with adding 5,000 more units to downtown Fort Lauderdale here. That's going to be something new and different for the county. You have cities out in the western part, and Mr. Castillo and I have had this discussion, what's urban, what's rural anymore in Broward County? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe we need to redefine that. This plan is going to be having a lot to do with that. So as many people, especially as subject matter experts, but regular citizens, we can get involved, the better. The earlier, the better. Because if the train has left the station, it'll be a little too late to jump on. So if you have any questions, especially the newer members, about Broward Next, please see the staff. They'll walk you through it. If you have a way you can get engaged, get engaged. Bring it back to your cities, your towns, your county commissioners. Get them involved and see if you can help it along and make sure it's the best plan we can all come up with. Okay, yes, sir.
Are there too many mics on?
Oh, no, I'm hitting the wrong button. Sorry. I'm looking at this list of outreach, and I'm just wondering, are the locations, Barbara, are you all choosing the locations, or are the people, like, I see the City of Weston on here twice, which is great, are they coming to you and saying, come to us?
So the City of Weston, we went to the City Commission meeting and gave a short overview, which is really a shorter version of the PowerPoint that's in here. It's about a 7 or 10 minute version. So the City Commission is as they invite us. The reason we were there a second time is because they agreed to host one of the outreach meetings on behalf of our next. So that's where the entire public, was invited.
Okay.
So that's why we're in Weston twice. But we're going wherever we're invited, and we try to go to other locations. We've been going to the City Commission's, with Smart Growth Partnership. We've been going to their location to meet. Sometimes they ask to come here because maybe it's a smaller group, but generally we're out and about.
And that's a good point, Mr. Steffens, because if anybody has anything they know going on in their area of the county that they can invite them to, please invite them. If you've got a large association, if you've got your city hasn't invited them yet, if you've got something else going on, by all means, ask them to come out, because they're mostly going where they're invited.
Or do the cities know that you are?
Yes, so we've extended the invitation, and actually I have a draft email to go out today, which is two-pronged. It's directly to the cities as opposed to just the interested parties list that all the elected officials and city managers, etc., are on. But I'm going to actually offer, we have like an Express Your Selfie board. It's something that we take to events. It kind of describes what the Broward Next project is, and then you can take a picture and hashtag it and say, the most important issue to me for the future of Broward County is transportation, kind of thing. So we're offering to put that out in planning and zoning buildings and public buildings, for 2 to 5 days. We would drop it off, deliver it, that sort of thing. And then I'm also putting in the email a reminder that we're still available, to come to any city commission or planning and zoning. For example, next month, the town of Davie, they're inviting us to their planning and zoning meeting, but they're having it set up like a workshop seminar set up. So we'll be kind of, I think, the primary item of discussion. So it'll go beyond just the planning and zoning board.
Yes.
Ms. Blackboard, have you also gone to the League of Cities? I didn't see them on the list. Is it?
The League of Cities, we were supposed to go to one of their meetings. It was canceled. And then I've been in touch with the executive director because we spoke to the director at the ad hoc committee meeting and said, we'd still love to come to the board of directors meeting, the primary meeting, if it was at all possible. So I actually reached out to Ergun last week to see if there was any possibility of that. So we've asked, some organizations were trying a little bit harder to reach out to, and we felt that that was a really important one. So we're still trying.
Because everyone's there, and that way you can maybe do even further outreach based on your comments there. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Jesus?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just encourage everyone to tell your friends, family, constituents, get on the email list. That alone is relentless. Now, I've been very tempted to unsubscribe from it. you get so much information. So I would concur with you, Madam Chair, that if you haven't heard about this, you're truly living under a rock. You all have been amazing in your outreach. But it's been typical to anything else we do. You saw by the survey results. A whole ton went out and very few came back, relatively anyway. So I thank you for your efforts. And I think that email list is probably the best way to keep up with everything that's going on everywhere you're going to be.
And I would also add about the email list is I actually received the emails back from several people. Several people on the list distributed it to their mailing list. So I sometimes get it back 2 or 3 times. If somebody's sending it out to their interested parties list.
Commissioner Long? Oh, good. And Ivan, great job on the emails. I don't get enough of your emails. You can feel free to send me more. Okay. Okay, thank you. I won't unsubscribe, I promise. Okay, anything else?
That's it for the executive director's report. Thank you.
Correspondence?
No correspondence.
Okay, we're going to move on to the public hearing and the quasi-judicial hearings.
Both quasi-judicial hearings have been waived. If the board wishes to adopt the recommendation of the staff and no one from the public wishes to oppose that, you may do so in one vote, provided that there is disclosure of ex-party communication.
Move PH1 through PH5.
Move.
Have a motion by Mayor Sommer for PH1 to PH5. Second by Mr. Castillo. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That's it. Anything else before we adjourn?
Madam Mayor?
Yes?
The next meeting, it coincides with Broward Days. I'm not going to be here. I'll send an email in. I don't know if there's anyone else. My understanding is these meetings are difficult to reschedule, so.
Yes.
I regret the conflict.
Anybody else for Broward Days? Anybody going to Tallahassee, do they know?
Stacy Ritter.
One, two? You may need to do a quick schedule check for the next meeting.
I'll do a schedule check. It seems like we're having a new planning council member appointed next week, so we'll have 18 members through March 3rd. So that means we would need 10 present for a quorum. So I can just send out an email confirming that we'll have at least 10 members present for the March meeting.
Perfect. Thank you, madam.
Thank you.
Stand adjourned. Everybody have a great day. Be safe.